The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. This.
But I'm eating an Ibiza Fitness protein ball and it's delicious.
Well, as it would be. Well, when you finish scoffing, have you got...
Do you want me to read something?
Something to read,
you always ask me when my
I was just thinking, we've got another great guest to talk to, and we've got lots of things to cover, and I want to make sure we get them all in.
Well, two things to say. First of all, I'm hosting... This is one you might like, John Raby, and Josh. I'm hosting in Folkestone at the Grand Hotel this Friday a 6-course tasting menu, and it's what I call Slope Off Friday. So it's for business owners, very informal networking lunch, and we happen to have the magician Stuart Weller, who's a Kent magician, coming, and also they have a pianist at the Grand Hotel in Folkestone. So it's a 6-course tasting menu, and you can contact Jules Serkin on the Twitter to book your place. Also, save the dates. It's the South East Construction Expo 2020. And the date for that is Tuesday, the 28th of April, South England show, which is at Ardingly.
It is at Ardingly, you're right.
West Sussex. And then also Wednesday, the 23rd of September at Sandown Park Exhibition Centre in Surrey. Details go to 3wsconstructionexpouk.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And they also say, have you entered the South East Construction Awards, Paul Andrews? Have you?
Well, not likely, because I don't run a construction company.
What's the matter with you? So sponsored by All Health Matters, applications are now open. You can go to 3ws.constructionexpoawards.co.uk.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings, and she says, hi, Paul. We have our FSB Women in Business brunch this Thursday morning at Base Point North. Only a couple of spaces left, and a shout-out would be much appreciated. If you want to grab one of those last remaining places for this Thursday, you need to follow Sue on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Hainsby Sue, which is HainsbySue, Hainsby Sue. Give her a follow on the Twitter and grab one of those last remaining places.
And one of our last week's guests, the fabulous Zoe Cairns, social media, says, are you struggling with what to post on your social media profiles? We have a solution. You can get our social media in a box. It's not your standard journal. It's a journal with online training resources and one you can buy any time of the year that will have up to 15 months of planning tools. Social media strategy plan and journal for 2020, a content strategy calendar and template, the little book of content ideas, social media engagement manual, and social media strategy video course and library. To find out more, go to zcsocialmedia.clickfunnels.com /sales-page. I read all of that with a protein ball in my mouth.
It sounded much better than normal, so maybe we'll have to make that a feature.
Do you know why?
Oh, you look like a hamster.
They're not dry. They're not dry protein balls, are they? They're kind of, well, you wouldn't know, you haven't had one. Last year, you had about 8, didn't you?
I need to be careful here, but isn't there a song involving a Swedish chef that says something about that?
What, balls? Protein balls?
No, don't even go there.
Is it going to be rude?
Yeah, it is very rude.
We'll have to Google it.
Yeah, I would, yeah. I've had a request here from Deb Turner.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I'm attending a panel discussion on the supply chain opportunities for SMEs relating to the Lower Thames Crossing. I want to promote the fact that SMEs can collaborate to join the supply chain and prepare their businesses so they're ready to take on larger contracts and be aware of opportunities brought up by the Lower Thames Crossing. We want to promote the fact that by using local businesses, LTC and Highways England will be supporting the local economy. Good luck with that. We'd really welcome the local SME perspective about the challenges of economics constraints in the current climate, how the delivery of the Lower Thames Crossing may affect this environment, and the opportunity presented to local businesses to use the Lower Thames Crossing as a basis for upskilling and growth. So if you want to put in any comments about that, I wouldn't bother with comments about Highways England because I do that for you.
Rudely.
Yeah, rudely, yeah, and often. But if you want to input anything to this, and I suggest you do, you need to email Deb. And the panel is taking place on the 18th of February, so she needs your contribution before then. So if you're running an SME in Kent and you think that the new Lower Thames Crossing could be a benefit in any way, shape or form, or what you want to see that will give you a benefit of the new crossing, then drop Deb an email. And her email address is Deborah, that's Deborah with an H, .turner@fsb.org.uk.
And help bridge the gap between schools and businesses. Over a quarter of FSB members say that finding appropriately skilled staff is the biggest challenge to business growth. And we're working, say the FSB, with the government to make it easier for small businesses to get involved in inspiring young people about apprenticeships and the world of work. In Kent, we offer a practical way for businesses to engage with education through Skills 3030. And in this two-hour event, businesses hear from a local authority and relevant recruitment groups while students take part in an employment-related workshop. Both groups get together then for facilitated speed networking. Join in to find out about local developments and share your business advice and expertise with students. I know they were looking for businesses, so if you're a business listening to this and you want to get involved... in this amazing...
The next one's in Broadstairs.
3030. It is. It's in 12th of February. Mm-hmm. It's St George's Broadstairs. And so you can book your free place by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30.
Yeah. It's good fun. Come along. It's totally free.
There's one on the 3rd of June.
There's quite a few. The thing to do is to go to the website and we update them as they come in. And there's a booking link there as well. But the next one's the 12th of February at the St George's School Broadstairs, and we'd like to see you there. It'd be fun. I've had a tweet from Athelbrae, and they say, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, Business Bunker, could we have a shout-out, please? We've got two courses running on the 10th of March at Chilston Park. One is time management, and the other is embedding a well-being culture in your organisation. Both cost just £199 per person and include a delicious lunch. If you want to book, there's a phone number. And the phone number is 01892 832059. And that's 01892 832059. Or you can follow Athelbrae on the Twitter, Athelbrae Limited, A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D, Athelbrae Limited. Give them a follow on the Twitter.
Sorry, just coughing on my protein.
You were scoffing, weren't you?
I am. Join us at the Kenwood Place for boot fairs that are going on through 2020. They'll be holding boot fairs on the first Sunday of every month, and they'll be held between 11 and 3. And the Sage and Thyme Cafe will be open for a delicious light lunch. They're indoors or outdoors, depending on the weather. And there is a phone number I'm going to give you if you'd like to get your pen ready, get your stilo ready. If you'd like to have a stall also, please give them a ring. And it's 01622 814 187. That's 01622 814 187. Or you can email reception@kenwoodtrust.org.uk. And the dates are always, as I said, the first Sunday of every month in this year.
Fantastic. I need to tell you about this. It's Rock Fit Music Fitness. And it's Rock Fit with Sarah. And it takes place on Wednesdays at 6:30. And it's at the Dame Janet Primary Academy in Newington Road, Ramsgate. If you want to find out more or book it, you go to bookwhen.com/Rock Fit with Sarah. Or you can go to Sarah's Facebook page, which is Rock Fit with Sarah. So do check that out.
And Venues and Events Expo Southeast say they'll be opening the doors to the third annual V Expo in 2020. They'll be hosting it in a brand new venue, more central in the southeast of England. They'll have over 80 amazing exhibitors showcasing the very best venues and suppliers based in the southeast, giving you the chance to connect with them and get to know what they can offer you and your clients. Plus, they say we'll be running some fam trips after the expo to allow you to truly experience what the Southeast has to offer. Put the date in your diary and we'll send you more details as soon as we officially launch. So it's Thursday the 14th of May is your diary date, 10 till 4, and the website is venues.com. events expo.co.uk.
Fantastic. I want to tell you about some Marsh networking over coffee down on the Romney Marsh. It's manana tomorrow, the 5th of February, and it's at the Cinqport Arms, which is in the High Street, New Romney, and it's from 10 until 12. If you want to book your place, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Network, and all the booking links can be found there. They've also got Marsh Breakfast Networking, which is on the 27th of February, and that's at the Ship Inn in Dymchurch, and that's 7:45 to 9:15. Same link, and you can book your place there. And then they've got an event in Rye on the 18th of February, 9:30 till 12 at the King's Head in Rye. Again, same website, all the bookings there.
Fruitworks Community Workshop space is expanding, the workspace. We have easy access, they say, no long-term commitments with hot desks. They also have a fixed desk and small private office space available in the expanded Fruitworks in Canterbury. You can email hello@fruitworks.co or you can see their website, which is fruitworks.co. And it's there in the middle, just near Stour Street, isn't it?
It's in Stour Street.
It is Stour Street.
Or Drury Lane. You can get into it either way.
Yeah.
Because we're on the corner of the two and there's a door in from both. 77 Stour Street or 1 to 2 Drury Lane.
Used to sell lovely lentils there.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah, I always used to go and get my lentils from there.
Well, Roger moved. It used to be a vegetarian supermarket, and Roger moved up to Burgate.
Yeah.
Cool. The Networkers Networking event is back. Yay! And it's taking place on Wednesday, the 18th of March, from 10 till 3, at the lovely Eastwell Manor in Ashford.
Could have a little spa after.
Yeah, it's a full-day event that's all about networking to help business owners to understand how to make their networking more effective and efficient. We all know networking is one of the best methods for making new connections, meeting other business owners, starting great collaborations and gaining new clients, and subsequently ensuring that your business builds and grows. But do you know how to be most effective and efficient with your time while networking? Well, why not join us and learn more? The theme of the first event of 2020 is marketing, and the day will include two fantastic speakers, the lovely Tabitha Beasley, who's known as the marketing assistant, and she'll be giving you some top tips to marketing your business for free. And we'll also hear from Mike Hacker, commonly known by all of us as Hacks, of Prisma Broadcast, talking about capturing great video footage for your marketing. There's also, and I love this, this is going to be really great fun, there's a networking activity. You'll be solving clues and puzzles with team building company Escape on Site.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're doing an escape room.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean? They lock you in somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I think this one's not quite as vicious as that, but it's going to be fun.
Ooh.
And then there's also some roundtable discussion. So there's lots and lots of networking, lots of things to do. You can book and join us for the full day, or if you prefer, just book without lunch, or just pop in when it suits you. There's different types of tickets. And there's an early bird available now as well. To find out all the different ticket prices and to book your place, if you go to evexio.co.uk/whats-on. I'm going to be there.
I know. What will you be doing? Just at the round table?
Networking, won't I?
Just eating at the round table.
Trying to get out the room.
Yeah, trying to escape. Absolutely. Yeah, John's got it. Cool.
You'll be in the spa.
In the spa,
yeah.
I used to be a member there, actually.
It's a lovely spa. When I went, it was they let too many people in. You were sort of fighting for the sunbeds.
It's been
the
taken
pool.
Over now. It's Champneys, isn't it?
Yeah, but they let too many people in, so there were no sunbeds, and we were fighting over lockers.
Did you tip them off?
Well, I tried.
Did they have their towels on there?
I'm not German.
I was going to say, did they have their towels? I wasn't going to mention that. Oh, that was a racist.
We'll get done now, won't we?
Yeah. You can't say anything anymore. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Well, have you got anything else you want to read?
No, I've read all mine. You know, I'm quite diligent. John's watched me. I've sped through them, haven't I, John?
Brilliantly.
Yeah.
I've even left my rest of my protein ball.
Was that for me?
No, that's... Well, you can have it.
They are good.
I have chewed it. They're addictive.
They are.
Josh says I was only allowed one, and I've on occasion eaten the whole tub. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
You know how you can eat more?
If I run up and down stairs more.
There you go.
Have you seen how many stairs I've gone up today, though? Surely that earns me a few
points.
Take
the dog for a walk. That's what you need to do.
But my dog's old now. She shuffles along.
That's why you can take her for a walk, can't you? Take her for a drag.
I actually walk faster than the dog now. It's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah. She's really that old?
Yeah. She's 10.
Well, I'll tell you what. Should we talk to our next guest?
Well, we should talk.
We should do, really.
More to Josh than protein balls.
I hope so.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Mongrel Show Mr. Josh Robson of Ibiza Fitness Food.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, Josh, as always. It's lovely to see you. Why don't you kick off? I'll tell you what. Why don't you start off by telling us the starting point of this project?
Wow.
Yeah?
How long's the show?
Yeah, exactly. But I want to know what kind of... Because I want the full inside brief here, Josh. I don't want any of this schmoozing nonsense. There you were in Canterbury, a bank manager, 1 minute, and the next thing, you've decamped to Ibiza, and you're not telling me that you went there to start a business.
He used to wear a lovely suit, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. He was a very fine, upstanding young man.
He looked like Superman, didn't he?
He did, Clark Kent. I quite often catch him in Canterbury in a phone box, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that is a very long story. I try and keep it short and sweet, but after a long, grueling career in finance, after making it through the 2007-2008 credit crunch, recession, all the rest of it, decided to take a bit of time out after, as I said, 12 years non-stop. Went to Ibiza, somewhere that I'd been spending a lot of time. All my holidays were there, place I fell in love with. And, of course, you go there with the intention of having a bit of a break from work, business, numbers, yep, high-frequency stuff. And if it's in your blood, it's in your blood. Within, a month or two, I started noticing that a lot of the guys there, huge, and girls, huge gym culture, huge outdoor living culture. Sun's always shining. You want to look good and be on the beach. A lot of people that were in the gym were spending money in restaurants, as in going to restaurants twice a day, little cafes and little places locally. And it's very difficult to get the nutrition that you need if you're really serious about weightlifting and a gym, if you're buying food from out and about.
Yep.
So I noticed this trend, asked a few guys in the gym if they would sample some meals that I'd have produced for them. They, of course, said, yes, free food, send it over. The word spread, started charging people to have their food produced for them to meet their macronutrients. And within 2 or 3 weeks, the phone was literally ringing off the hook. We just had a cheap pay-as-you-go phone from Spain just to see if it would work. And as I said, 2 or 3 weeks in, it was ringing off the hook. And I soon realized that I was A, out of my depth, no catering experience, and B, totally unmanned.
I have to say, growing up, because those who don't know, Josh is my son, my oldest. Growing up, really, you weren't the cook in the kitchen, were you? I mean, we always ate healthy, but you weren't known for your cooking.
I love food. I love cooking food, and I love food. I don't like washing up afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on that, Josh. Yeah, but that's what your mum's for.
Or
a dishwasher.
Or our company now.
Yeah, that and the ironing.
Yeah, but even getting him to load the dishwasher when he was 11, he would disappear.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, he'd disappear.
I don't blame him. So I was going to ask you, but you kind of preempted me there. I was going to say, did you come from this from a foodie point of view or from a fitness point of view primarily? So your background was more fitness, I guess.
Yeah, but I've always loved food. Yeah. And the number one thing about our business is, rather than fad diets and telling people you mustn't eat this and you mustn't eat that, I love food. I eat more. You'd be shocked if I showed you how much I eat on a daily basis. You'd be like, well, how does this work then? But so my love of food, great tasting food, and I've always liked to go to the gym and be in shape.
Yeah.
So the two things combine nicely.
Well, I'm with you on that, Josh. I could eat Nando's and Wagamama's all day long, but I don't think that's what you eat, is it?
Well, funny enough, I heard you say that earlier. It's all about matching up the foods that you like, because if I tell you to eat food you like, you're going to stick to it.
Yep.
If someone says to me, look, I'm not going to buy your products, I'm going to Nando's every day, no matter what. Okay, no problem. But I've got quite a lot of clients that just pay me to do their nutrition planning for them. They don't buy our products. Some do, some don't.
Yeah.
And if you're eating a Nando's, there's still things that you can choose that will fit that.
Yeah.
If you have I think they call it a butterfly chicken breast.
Butterfly chicken with broccoli.
Yeah, I think they do the ratatouille or the grilled, grilled vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. If you have the ratatouille, the broccoli and the butterfly chicken with only a little bit of medium Nando's sauce, it's 670 calories. I just happen to know that.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, that's a direct example.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, are you looking for things to improve your health?
Yeah.
Or are you only focused on losing weight?
Yeah.
It's two very different things.
Yeah.
We can cater to both. A lot of our customers, I know this is going to make people annoyed on their lunch break, but a lot of people come to us that cannot put on weight.
I know, doesn't that? Wouldn't you just love that? Because what do you say?
No.
Just eat donut.
No, listen. You're going to have to use some imagination here. But when I was a kid everybody used to take the mickey out of me awfully because you could see my ribs. Not a six-pack, my ribs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was so painfully skinny that I would have broken in a strong wind. And I tell you what, it's horrible. And it didn't matter how much I ate. I couldn't bulk up. I could never bulk up.
When did you bulk up?
So, yeah, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. And I was painfully thin all the way through my 20s. And then when I hit 30, all of a sudden it went to pot. And I just started bulking up and putting on weight and stuff like that. It's just hormonal,
I guess. And you don't drink?
Well, I don't
drink. You don't have empty calories?
Growing, of course, whether it's genetically, as in when you're growing up as a kid, or growing because you're going to the gym, breaking down muscle and then forcing your body to make more muscle, requires a lot of calories. So, of course, that's why you're often the example of an 18-year-old kid or lad or girl. Yeah, their body will be burning a lot more calories.
Yeah.
However, you can replicate that in adult life with resistance training.
Right.
So if you go to the gym three or four times a week and you demand your body, you give your body a reason to produce muscle by lifting weights.
I was going to say, I was going to ask you that because I've seen a lot of people just recently talk about lifting weights has been a great way of building muscle and therefore burning calories.
100%, and this is the reason why. When people want to get in shape, they rush to the salad bar, and in the gym, if they go to the gym, they're straight on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Cardio, cardio, cardio. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Right, okay, you're going to burn calories whilst you're doing cardio.
Yeah.
However, resistance training will add muscle. Your body has no choice. If you keep on lifting weight, your body needs to work out a way of getting muscle to do the job over and over again.
Yep.
The more muscle you have, the more calories your body burns.
Right, okay.
Even when you're laying on the sofa watching TV after the gym. Does that make sense? So the more muscle mass someone has, the more calories they need to live.
Right.
That also works the other way, which means the more muscle you add on, the more your calories you're burning on a daily basis,
right,
rather than just going to burn calories during the cardio session.
So are you saying then, long term, if you just want to lose a couple of kilos or whatever, just to trim up a little bit, you're better off going to the gym and lifting weights as opposed to doing cardio?
Absolutely. For sustainability, but also not just for the quickest results, but there's two things. You've all seen someone who's what we call skinny fat. You can lose loads of weight and not look good for it and not feel good for it.
They just look like tortoises, so they get drained, all shrunken in the face.
You have the drained, sort of haggard, tired look, which is often from high-intensity endurance sports. Marathon runners, for example. Look at a 100-metre runner, 100-metre sprinter compared to a marathon runner.
Mm.
It's two very different looks.
Yep.
And most people that come to us want to lose weight, feel good, and feel strong as well, you know.
Yep, absolutely. So let's come back to the food now, a primary point of your business, Ibiza for Fitness Food. So you've started to, you understand fitness, you understand muscle building, you understand losing weight, and now you're starting to put together meals. So talk us through the kind of things that you're preparing and why we should eat them, what it is about them that makes them special.
Yeah, absolutely. So you referred back to my previous career, which was banking and all numbers and of course, selling.
Yeah,
it's no different now. It's all numbers. And the more I learn, the more you realize that.
Yeah.
Fad diets and special pills and potions you can buy on the internet for $29.99 to get your money.
Yeah.
You know, juice this, juice that, all that type of stuff. It's in my eyes, it's a money making. Capitalizing on the fact that they know people want to lose weight. Rather than telling them this is how to lose weight and manage your weight yourself forever for free, there's not much money in doing that.
Yeah.
However, in terms of our food, rather than saying eat this, don't eat that, it's more about educating our clients to find out what is in the foods they like and the calories that come with that. The terminology we try to link it to, again, very similar to back in the bank, it's spending. It's doing your numbers. Look at what you're spending and look at what you're burning in the gym. So spending is how many calories you're eating in the food that you're choosing, and burning is how much you're burning through your daily activities and also in the gym, whether or not that's something you choose to do.
How would you know? How would you know what you're burning?
Great question. So if you've noticed on, if you are doing cardio, a lot of them have the rough sensors on there that will give you an idea. But the most accurate way is by using a heart rate monitor. So, for example, even if you're doing strength training or cardio, whatever it is, by looking at your height, weight, and your heart rate for how long a period of time you're performing that activity for will give you a rough indication of how many calories you're burning during it.
It's interesting. There's a number of calorie counter things on the web as well, where you can put in your different parameters and it will tell you how many calories you need to sustain yourself. Yeah. And one of the interesting things is the more overweight you are, the more calories you actually need, if you see what I mean, to move your bulk about.
Which is exactly that. So a great question. Although it's not the be-all and end-all, if you just think, well, I don't want to get a heart rate monitor, I don't want to start getting really scientific, I just want to make a start right now, today, yeah, online there's some really good calorie trackers.
Yeah.
Be realistic.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on an office all day, not doing much, even though I know you might be working very intensely on your computer, but if you're sat at a desk not doing much for most of your life, don't put in that you're an athlete because it's going to give you the wrong results,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So stand up when you're making phone calls is a very simple thing to do, isn't it? Stand up, walk yeah, around, which we started doing.
No, but from the starting point, and Josh is absolutely right, the starting point is knowing and being honest with yourself, yeah? So if you go into one of these online calculators, you go, right, I actually weigh this, I'm this tall, I'm this age, and my lifestyle is sedentary, yeah? Yeah. And then it will say, right, to maintain your lifestyle, this is mine, yeah, I can eat 2,800 calories a day, and I won't put on weight, and I won't lose weight.
Absolutely.
Yeah? So to lose weight, I've got to eat less than 2,800 calories or burn more.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So eating less calories, not less food, is the biggest thing that I would tell people about.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a massive difference. Most people think automatically, right, I've got to eat less. That's not something that everyone wants to do. You don't want to be hungry. Mm. But as you quite rightly said, Paul, burning more as well. It's a calorie deficit to lose weight and a calorie surplus to put on weight. Most people come to us to lose weight. So you're looking to do a calorie deficit. You can get that from eating less calories, burning more calories, or, of course, doing both of those things.
It's interesting, isn't it? I'm a bit of a wonk about this because I do this often. I'm a yo-yoer. But I come across people that buy low-fat products, and that doesn't mean anything.
You go,
but look on the back of the packet, yeah? You've got a bag of low-fat crisps, yeah? They don't. There's no substance to them at all. You know, they disintegrate in your mouth.
Yeah,
they're horrible things. And there's 200 calories in the bag that you've just eaten. And they go, no, but it's low fat. And you go, it doesn't make any difference. Yeah, yeah. It's still 200 calories in it.
It's crazy that fat has got such a bad name from years and years of, companies jumping on that fat, really, and then selling you a low-fat version.
And those low-fat yogurts are dreadful. They've got all sugar and saccharin in them. And
it's like stuff that is zero sugar but tastes amazing in the packet. You think, right, well, what's in it that's sending my brain that message that it's nice when it's not?
And if it reads like a chemistry lab, that's when I always avoid I don't eat anything out of the packet.
The safest way is to keep around 80% of what you're eating from whole foods. Stuff from the earth, you know, meat, veg,
fish,
all the stuff as close to the earth as you can get it.
Yeah.
And obviously not punishing yourself. Everyone's going to have a treat here and there. But just factor it in.
Yeah.
Rather than, as you said, yo-yoing, if you factor it in, if there's a certain biscuit that you have every single day and you want to keep that, that's fine, as long as you're going to be honest with yourself and build it into those calories.
Yeah.
As long as you can have only one, because in my case, if I have biscuits in the house, I'll eat the whole packet.
But Josh is absolutely right. You can eat a whole packet of biscuits if you want, but that's a week's intake of food.
Yeah.
It's like these Jaffa cakes on the desk staring at me, right?
Yeah, he immediately looked at them.
I've got the sweetest tooth ever.
You should have one, Josh. They're very nice.
People always assume that I'm pretending I'm some robot who's just got ultimate willpower. I've got the worst sweet tooth in the world.
Yeah, he has got a really sweet tooth.
One of those is 45 calories.
Yeah.
So you can have one of those a day. No problem. Yeah. My problem is, if I have one, I'm going to have 101.
Yeah.
That's just that. So I don't have the first one. That's just something I've got.
Exactly. It's about willpower. Isn't it?
I've got a question, Josh. So I understand what you're saying, that if you eat 2,000 calories and you want to lose some weight, you need to burn up 2,500 or whatever it is, right? But you just said that Jaffa cake is 45 calories.
Yeah.
I know that now because you just told me. Yeah. I wouldn't have a clue if that was 10 or 1,000. Hmm. So how does one know what you're eating, in other words?
Yeah. The best way, as I said earlier, the best thing you can do is use a calculator online just for a start. It's not the be-all and end-all. You cannot swear by it. But just to give you a starting off point, use a calculator online to say, based on your daily activities, what you should be using as a guideline of calories as your goal to not go over.
Yeah.
Once you've got that, the next important thing is to do is download one of the free calorie tracking apps. There's so many online now.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds to download it, and you can scan the barcodes of the food. That's how easy it is now. We haven't got one. I'm not selling one. They're free online. There's hundreds that you can choose from.
But if you're at home and after dinner you fancy a little bit of cheese and crackers, which I would. I'm not going to weigh the small amount of camembert or Stilton I'm going to put on my crackers. How do I know? Okay. Hang on a sec. That's 100 calories. I've already gone over my quota.
How motivated are you to lose weight?
Probably not that much, actually.
but I can answer that question because I do exactly that. Yeah. I'm a cheese freak, and I know the calorific content of everything. But you don't. You know, with a cheese, you know roughly how many calories there are in. The thing to go by is 100 grams. Yeah, most things are labelled in 100 gram things. Yeah? So you know that in a block of cheese, there's 400 calories in 100 gram or whatever. So I'm not going to weigh every single piece of cheese I put on a cracker, but I know a Ryvita has got 33 calories in a Ryvita because it's on the back, it tells you. So my cracker is 33 calories, and I can guess that 100 calories of cheese is about that size. So if I have half of that, I'm looking at 200 calories. So I've got 233 calories on that cheese and cracker, and that's basically how I look at it.
And then you go and do some weights in the back garden.
And then I go for a run.
The reason why I asked how motivated you are, that's what you got to ask yourself first. Find out how many calories you should be aiming for a day. Then get a tracker so you know, you start remembering what's in the food. Because most people, if you look at what you eat, it doesn't change much. Mm. You notice that? Mm. Most people...
The patterns, we like what we like.
So it's not like you've got to memorise thousands of foods.
Yeah.
Just the ones that are important to you. But then if you are really motivated to lose weight, but you do want the camembert, then if you're in the kitchen at home and you've got scales there, that is the safest way. Mm. At least then you just chuck it on the scale and you know what it is, because especially something with a high fat content, like 20 grams the wrong way, and you'd be shocked how many extra calories that is.
Yeah.
That could be the difference between you maintaining or losing weight.
Yeah. Josh's absolutely right. And what you tend to do, or what I tend to do, when because I know how many calories I can consume a day, and I try to keep below 1,700 in order to lose weight. And what I've worked out over the years is what of my favourite foods have the least calories that I most enjoy eating. Yeah,
right, yeah.
So you know, things like a grilled chicken breast is 220 calories.
And very filling. That's the crucial bit. So,
and that's absolutely the point, is you know that you can eat a big lump of chicken for that, or a Jaffa cake, and you go, oh, do you know what? I'll have the chicken.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's what we encourage our clients to, whether they buy anything off us or not, just people all day long on our DMs and on social media, that is what we advise them to do. Write a list out of all the foods you love.
Yeah.
Then just, I know it might not sound like the sexiest thing to do at night, but write the list out, then go through them one by one and find out on the internet or through a calorie tracker what is in each one.
Yeah.
And then highlight the ones that you know that you like and are low calorie and are filling.
Yeah.
But if people, Josh, don't want to do that and haven't got time, they can just...
You're going to be fat.
They
sorry.
Can... But can they just phone you guys, WhatsApp you guys? I know you're very...
Yeah. With our products,
and get you to do it all.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it? And what we want to get to with Josh is, because they're preparing meals for you.
Yeah. Right. So we've just told you the hard way.
Yeah.
I've tried not. Yeah. I've made it more about education rather than just talking about what we do. But our customers, busy lives, family, kids, business, goals, all the rest of it, we do all that for them. So we weigh it all. We work it out. We do all the calculations and send it to you. Then all you've got to do is just eat what we send you. Now, yeah, that can be easy or that can be hard. Yeah.
You still So let's talk about Ibiza Fitness Food now. How does the process work? What happens? I've just come across you, Ibiza Fitness Food. You're going, do you want to be fit and healthy, or do you want to lose weight, or do you want to bulk up? Yeah, whatever it is, our goal is. What happens from then?
Great, yeah. So exactly that. We need your age, height, weight, what you do for a job, and how many times you exercise per week, and what type of exercise it is. Really important. And, of course, then we have to get a feel for how accurate that is.
Yep.
Because, we want you to be totally open and honest with us. There's no point saying that you're training twice a day and, you're 7 feet tall and, you've got to be totally honest, all cards on the table. Yeah. The sooner we know the information, we can then work it out.
Yeah.
And then it comes down to the questioning, which is some people say, I'm going to make a whole lifestyle change. I'm going to eat what you tell us to eat. Yeah. Easy, because then we can give you all the most filling foods that have got the lowest calories. Others say, Josh, I've tried this 100 times before. There's certain things that I cannot live without. I will be drinking a bottle of wine on a Friday night with my husband at home. I will be having a certain chocolate cake on a Sunday with my roast. It's just, I can't stop. That's just happening. Okay, then we need to build that in.
Yeah.
If it's definitely something that you're going to be eating and calories that you are going to be consuming, you have to factor it in. Plan for it.
Can I ask you this, which just struck me? One of the things with planning your calories is there a finite time limit? So what I'm thinking here is when you mention roasts and chocolate cakes on a Sunday, you can have, you can have a roast dinner with everything in it and a bit of chocolate cake afterwards. How long after that, if there is indeed a time limit anyway, do you have to reduce your intake to make up for it?
Great question. So, again, this is the human body, which is a very intelligent tool that adapts to anything you try and throw at it. To make things simple, we just focus on 24 hours. So when you're tracking your calories, keep it to 24 hours.
Right.
A great question you brought up, though, a lot of our clients that say, look, every Sunday I'm having a huge family roast. That's my routine and I don't want to change it. Mm. And something that does help a lot of guys and girls, which is if you know your calories are, say, 1,500 or 2,000 for the day, on a Sunday, why not be realistic with yourself? If you are going to have those things that are high calories, why not try and fast until that mealtime and have one big meal on a Sunday?
Yep.
But then enjoy it. Have all the bits that are going to clock up a lot more calories a lot quickly, more quickly than usual, and enjoy it over one big feast on a Sunday rather than having your three or four meals.
Yeah. And of course, it is possible to have a roast meal on a Sunday without going too mad on the calories, because there are certain parts of the roast meal that add most of the calories, like the Yorkshire pudding and the roast potatoes.
Yeah. Everything, the best bits, in other words.
But everything else on your plate is nothing.
Yeah, meat, so, and veg.
Amanda, my partner, is really brilliant. She cooks meals. We always have a roast on Sunday, but I never have more than 600 calories in that roast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have one tiny, tiny roast potato rather than four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the same, but you can, new potatoes boiled, it's totally different. Not only the calories are different, but also the GI index, how quickly it hits your bloodstream. Mm. It's fascinating once you start looking at it.
But not when they're smothered in butter, though.
but like Paul said earlier, for me, the motivation is I've been open and honest. I've got a sweet tooth. I love eating food. I love eating lots of food. So the way I've balanced it out is, okay, I've got to not have the butter, but that means I can have double the amount of potato. That's when you get to that stage, it becomes a lot easier because you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything. It feels like you're trading. Mm. It feels like you're trading something for something else that you prefer.
You're absolutely right. And funnily enough, Tuesdays is my treat day in terms of...
It's good to call it a treat day, not a cheat day as well.
It fits within. It's just I give myself a special treat that I wouldn't have any other day. On the way over here, I stop at Tony's Snack Van.
Okay. Not again.
Yeah, yeah. Tony's Snack Van on the A28 at Chilmington Green. Brilliant. And I have a bacon sandwich, right? But I have a bacon sandwich with no butter. It's 400 calories for that bacon sandwich. And that And I have that on the way over here, but that's brunch. That's lunch and breakfast for me. So, you know, it's 400 calories. Mm-hmm. If I had it every day...
Well, why don't you just make yourself a little boiled egg in the morning? Like I had this morning, scrambled eggs and bacon and...
I'm one of those people that if I eat breakfast, I get the munchies for the rest of the day.
If you had a 6 egg white omelette, I guarantee you would not have that problem.
Okay.
Very filling.
A 6 egg white omelette, again, there's nothing wrong with egg yolks. Never get it confused. We're not a company that says, eat this, don't eat that. However, if someone's saying to me, look, I often eat breakfast and I'm hungry again within an hour.
Which is what John said about his porridge
earlier.
Yeah. So a bowl of porridge can be 300 to 700 calories.
Yeah.
Again, porridge is great. But if you say to me, I want to lose weight, that means to me, I need to fill you up. I don't want you starving, starvation diet. I want to fill you up with proper whole foods in a way that keeps you full up but doesn't clock up calories. So, a very quick example, 6 egg white omelette, without the yolks, that is, put all the seasoning, you know, pepper, salt, whichever, that is less calories than a big banana.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Six egg whites into an omelette or scrambled or hard-boiled.
And for those that say they're rushed, what I do is I'll prep it the night before. If I know I'm going to get up early, I'll crack the egg whites, separate them quickly, and then it's just ready.
You can make the omelette the night before. You can eat the omelette cold.
Yeah, you make lovely omelettes.
How motivated are you to lose the weight? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. I just tend to avoid breakfast. I just do. But
brunch is good. I like brunch. Now, as I'm older, I tend to have brunch and eat 2 meals.
I don't normally. I only do it on a Tuesday because that's when I'm passing Tony's snack van.
There's loads of people now. Fasting is such a huge topic. Mm. However, I've found that with fasting, the reason that you can go so long after a while with not eating suggests to me that my metabolism is slowing down, which is the opposite of what I want.
Yeah.
I want to kickstart my metabolism as early as possible to start the fire burning.
Yeah.
But I want to feed the fire with low-calorie items that fill me up.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the meals that you're preparing. So I've come to you. I've been reasonably honest, and you've got to leave it out, Paul. You haven't done that. Yeah.
We check your Instagram now.
The last time you were 15 stone, mate, was a long time ago. So we get all the honest dimensions in there. And you start to talk to us about the type of food that I like to eat.
Yeah.
So, and then how does it work from there? What happens? You deliver me meals, yeah?
Yeah, so most of our customers are on subscription, which means you pay automatically every week or every 4 weeks. And just like you said, it's like having a private chef from that point on.
Yeah.
Every Sunday evening and every Wednesday evening, you get another delivery of freshly cooked meals to last you the next 3 days.
Right. Hot food?
The food arrives refrigerated and it's ready to eat straight away, or you can reheat it in the microwave within 4 minutes.
I don't use microwave, so I just pan fry mine.
Often
you can just eat it cold, depends on the meal. Some of it's
beautiful. I eat all mine cold, only for time and convenience. I'm often on the road or meetings or doing stuff like this, so I eat them cold. But for anyone who wants to eat them warm, which is the majority of our customers, they microwave them at work or at home or wherever you are.
And that's 3 meals a day, is it, or 2 or one?
Our maintain package is based on 3 meals a day. There are some people who only have 2 meals a day. Mm. Some of them have 6 meals a day. It's just, again, it depends on how many calories we are looking to hit for you per day.
Because someone like you that works out, you work out sometimes twice a day, don't you? Weights and cardio.
I can, twice a day.
So you've got to stoke up your fire, haven't you, and eat much more.
I often eat 6 meals a day. So, that's what I mean. If you looked at what I was eating, you'd be like, how does that work out? But it's because of all the choices that we've just said. A huge plate of chicken breast and potato and broccoli, it would look like a Sunday roast to the untrained eye. But if the potatoes are boiled and plain, the chicken breast is only lightly seasoned and the broccoli is broccoli, it's a huge plate of food. It's actually quite hard for me to get through. It's almost like labour to get through it, but it's very filling and like crazy low calories.
Yeah.
White potato, which you'd think potato.
I can tell you how many calories. This is how sad I am. There's 400 calories in that, mate.
in how many grams? Is that?
In a chicken breast and
200 grams.
Yeah.
200 grams chicken breast, 200 grams of white boiled potatoes. Yeah, it's 400 calories.
Yeah.
But that's a big
It's a big plate, yeah.
It's a big plate of food.
Okay, so, and the meals that you provide, are they kind of standard, like breakfast, lunch and dinner kind of thing?
We offer breakfast, lunch, dinner. A lot of our customers are switching over to, they take all of their meals as lunch and dinners, whether that be 2, 3, 4, up to 6 or 7 meals a day, and they make their own breakfast. Because we put on Instagram a lot of loads of free content, loads of free advice, and quite often we put recipes on there of quick shakes that you can make at home that are filling and also are quick and easy to do before you leave for work.
And I've got one question, because people keep coming at me with this, and there's as many things said about this as there are people on the planet. You know, people go, "Oh, you should never eat after 6 o'clock, or you should always start with breakfast."
Huh? I love this one.
Yeah, or you should always start with breakfast, or you should always have 3 meals a day, and you should. I'm a snacker and a grazer. That's my worst problem. Yeah, I could do without meals as long as I could graze. Yeah. Is there scientifically, fitness-wise, a pattern of eating food that is better than another pattern?
It has to match your goals. That's right. What it always comes down to. So, for example, someone could say to you, "You can't eat carbs at night. You can't eat carbs at night. You're double overnight." Yeah. Just answer me this question then. If the a calculator, an accurate one, says that you should eat 2,000 calories a day, if you eat nothing all day and then have 1,000 calories of carbs before bed, are you going to lose weight or put on weight? You're going to lose weight, right?
Right.
If to maintain your body size, you need 2,000 calories and you don't eat until right before you go to bed and you have half the amount of calories that you're meant to have just to survive, doesn't matter whether you had that before bed or when you first woke up, you're going to lose weight quickly.
Right. Yeah,
you're going to need probably medical attention. So, yeah, it's much more important to focus on the choices of food that you're making and learning about what calories are in there, rather than sweating the small stuff and thinking, "Oh, do I have to eat every 2 hours? Can I eat before bed?" You know, it has to suit your routine best, but it's most important to know about what you're eating.
I think it's interesting that we seem to have become distanced from food. And, you know, certainly growing up, I only knew one girl in my class that was obese, and now we see obesity everywhere in the streets
because calories are in abundance.
Yeah. Isn't that because
food is everywhere?
Isn't
food
that because fast food is much more prevalent
today
than it was years ago, and it's full of absolute rubbish?
Exactly.
And technology, right? So back in those times, there was much less to do in your home. Now everyone's home is like the biggest entertainment center. You could have been, imagine 30 years ago, telling them what we can do now just on a phone, let alone a computer. Yeah. So it's people, why would they go out? They can do that. Their whole world is on their phone.
And order Just Eat and Domino's.
You can just turn up to your door.
Well, McDonald's now doing home delivery.
As soon as McDonald's and KFC deliver, you know you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Sorry to interrupt, by agency Gary, who was on our show last
week. Oh, hi, Gary.
He's watching.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show. We've only got a couple of minutes left. And you're absolutely right, Josh. I mean, years ago, some of the food that people ate was very high calorie, high fat. But if you think about it, in order to prepare it, they had to walk to the shops to buy it fresh, and they'd walk to the shops every day to buy their food.
Walk to work.
My dad, Victor, used to come home for a home-cooked lunch. He was a building society manager. Come home for a home-cooked lunch and then mow the lawn and then go back to work.
And just preparing a meal was harder work than it is now. We didn't have microwaves and stuff like that, you know.
Go outside any school at 3 o'clock and it's gridlock. Yeah. Everyone drives now, don't they? Everywhere. People drive to the gym, you know?
Absolutely. Josh, we could talk about this forever. It's a fascinating subject. Thank you so much for that. If people want to find out more about Ibiza Fitness Food, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to speak to me is through our Instagram, which is Ibiza Fitness Food.
Okay.
I man it all. All the messages come through to me, and we'd love to help.
Fantastic. Josh, thank you so much for that. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Abby. We're kind of
almost at the end of the show again. I need to tell you about our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, on Friday at 11 o'clock, presented by the lovely Amanda Flanders. And Amanda's co-host this week is the Mike Hacker, commonly known as Hacks. And her guest is Aaron Priest. So that's the Business Bunker Extra Show on Friday, 11 o'clock on bizradio.co.uk with Amanda and Hacks and their guest, Aaron Priest. Do tune in for that. Apart from that, I want to say a huge thank you to everybody for your messages and your tweets. And a thank you to our guests, Mr. John Raby of Oyster Car Storage, Josh Robson of Ibiza Fitness Food, my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin. We'll be back with another Business Bunker show on Tuesday next week. In the meantime, have a fantastic week. And keep your fingers crossed for me tonight. We're at an awards dinner.
Good luck in your award. Remind them what the award is, FSB.
It is FSB Volunteer of the Year for our 30-30 programme in schools.
Wishing you lots of luck, Mr.
Fantastic.
Andrews.
Thank you very much. And we'll be back next week. And we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Thank you.